Riley, thank you. We'll close the public hearing. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, our next item is ordinance number 18-12, C4 Planned Commercial Zoning District.
I was wondering if you were just hanging out for the fun.
Quiet, please.
All right, this is an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Article 11D, Section 115-83.26, 115-83.27, 115-83.31, and 115, Attachment 4, Sussex County, Table 4. Staff would note these are amendments to the new C4 zoning district. We've recognized there were some items that we wanted to address, some clarification items regarding how you calculate the number of acres in the land area for the density, for the area. So it clarifies that. We've also had some questions about, we've had actually a number of applications interested in the C4, but recognize that while we allow it for mixed use, the 20% mixed use for residential just doesn't seem to be working, so we're looking to increase that. We've put in a placeholder of 40% that would allow for residential. That is, you know, that could go higher, that could go lower. I would not go lower than 40%, just based on a planning perspective that gives a good mix, and that's what the intent of this ordinance is trying to do. Is we recognize some tweaks that needed to be made to the ordinance, so we're trying to address them.
Okay, anyone on the commission have any comment or thoughts before we open up for public testimony?
I do. With the C4 at 40% or 20%, they have to do commercial as well?
Yes. No, it which means if you allow for 40% residential, the 60% has to be commercial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else? Anything else? All right, then. Is anyone here with an interest in this application? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name.
Good evening.
For a half hour.
Cut it on close to saying good morning, and hopefully we won't wait that much longer. My name is Ring Lardner, professional engineer and principal with the firm Davis Bowen Ferdell, 1 Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware, 19963. I come here before you tonight as an end user of the current zoning district and proposed modifications. Like some, maybe even most regulations, we don't realize some of the inherent problems that exist until one begins to use them. I'm currently working on several projects that is or intends to use a C4 zoning district. Some are further along than others, and some may be why we are here this evening. I reviewed the purpose note and it states that, I quote, in order to encourage carefully planned large-scale commercial, retail, and mixed-use developments as a means of creating a superior shopping, working, and living environment through unified developments and to provide for the application of design and ingenuity while protecting existing and future developments and achieving the goals of the comprehensive plan. Each C4 application will be unique in its own location, size, and type of planned commercial community. Mixed-use development could include both a commercial and residential development, or residential on top of commercial. Pending the outcome of this ordinance, there are only 2 zoning districts that allow for planned mixed-use development. The RPC has a district threshold that limits commercial to 1 acre of land for every 100 units. The C4 zoning district currently has an 80%, 20% split, whereas 80% of the land has to be commercial, 20% of the area has to be or could be residential. There is nothing in the middle that would have a more balanced commercial-residential split. The C4 zoning district is the perfect opportunity to develop a mixed-use project where a developer could design a commercial, office, medical park with a residential component that could allow a live where you work, employment centers, the various things that the previous application had touched on, and create moderately priced housing. When I first went to apply the 20% component, I first interpreted as the number of multifamily dwellings could not be more than 20%, only to be corrected that the land area could not be more than 20%. It was then that I soon realized that this split, a project could not achieve a livery work and moderately priced housing. Tonight, there's a proposed change in the district's developable land area to increase the residential component from 20% to 40%. I don't believe a percentage should be applied as the basis for determining the residential area. As I noted earlier, each plan will be unique. A plan on Route 1 will be different than a plan on Route 24, than a plan on 113. Some parcels may make sense to have more commercial, and other parcels may make sense to have more residential. The C4 didn't, and I don't recommend that we have a maximum area. So if we assume for a minute we have a 50-acre parcel of land that would like to apply for C4, then in theory you could have 20 acres of residential development and 30 acres of commercial land. Depending on the location of the project, 30 acres may be too much for an area. So in order to develop the property, one may have to subdivide the property, apply for different rezonings, or conditional uses, which contradicts what this body and council has asked, which is more planning of the residual lands. I don't like to come to the podium with why it doesn't work without an idea of how to make it work. Instead of limiting the 40% to an area, why don't we just tie it directly to density? For example, using the 50-acre parcel, 40% of 50 acres is 20 acres. And at 12 units per acre, that would equal 240 units, which when divided over the total acreage would equal 4.8 units per acre, which is consistent with the density of MR and GR. Considering that there is no other density between 4 units per acre for MR and GR and 12 units per acre in HR and CR/CR1, I'd like to propose a density of 8 units per acre. And let the developer propose where it's best to place the units. It could be a combination of apartments, towns, duplexes, and single families surrounding commercial, or it could be residential on top of commercial. The one item we know for sure is that a residential component generates less traffic than a commercial component. In regards to some of the other items that are proposed for revision, a single family home in the right context could be appropriate in a mixed-use community. And the minimum area for a multifamily residential use has historically been 3,630 square feet, whereas tonight the proposed area is 7,500 square feet. In closing, we are support of the changes, but feel that more can be done to allow planned commercial mixed use that allows additional flexibility, especially for larger parcels. A plan is required for the zoning district that allows the commission and ultimately council to place conditions just like an RPC. I thank you for your time and can answer any questions that you may have.
All right, sir. Thank you. That's an interesting idea.
Bing, do you have copies of that?
Yeah. Do you want to hand that up so she can...
It's 11 o'clock. There's
yeah.
only so much I can
see. Yeah. Keep it short.
No, seriously, you didn't use too many words.
No, you did a good job.
He did not use too many words. There you
have it. Mr. Hutt, are you going to opine on this?
It's too long to say.
Ring, just before you,
are you opining on this issue to this evening?
If I may.
Can I just ask Ring a question before you? And I was going to go back and look at the whole context of the ordinance, because without reading through it, I can't remember. But I think what you're saying makes sense, except for, would that then create people going for 8 units per acre just to do a residential development?
You have to have both the commercial and residential. Yeah. What it does is it specifically ties a density. It's now a number of units that you know specifically. It's 300.
You want on top 300, of the commercial.
On top of commercial, yeah. Or 300 additional commercial, and it fits, then great. You then create the workforce housing, the moderate housing, the livery work component, which I think, you know, this body has mentioned council looking at as part of the new comp plan. And I think this bridges that gap, which doesn't exist in today's code. And that's what everyone's trying to find, is that middle ground between the 4 and 12.
Yeah. And I guess the other flip side of it is that with the C4, that's the one that enables the county to put conditions on a plan.
Exactly.
So you'd be able to, it wouldn't be like the old C1 where people said,
right.
I want to do commercial, then they toss the commercial, do 12 units an acre, you know, in this case, eight. Yeah, okay. I was just thinking through it.
And like I said, you have the plan in front of you, so you'll see exactly what that concept is at the table up front.
Okay. Thanks.
Now, Mr. Hunt.
Very quickly, I'll let you know that there was an over-under in my office as to when I would actually leave here tonight. And I told them you shouldn't do that because I'll be speaking so I can fix the result of this.
But, may I remind you that I, too, can fix the result.
Well, you certainly have more ability to fix that than I do, that's for sure.
So your meter has started running. So.
The and Ring just went through a series of math, and it's far too late for me to do math on that. In general, I would say, and I've had a number of conversations with Ring regarding this, as well as with Ms. Cornwell and actually Mr. Robertson. And in general, I would say I agree with him. So there's going to be a lot of me too with what he said. I'm not going to go through everything. The three things that I wanted to note. And the first one is sort of philosophical, and it's way too late to be philosophical, but it may be that I have a reading comprehension problem as well. But in looking at the recitals for the proposed ordinance to amend this, and it's the second whereas clause, which talks about limiting this to including certain limited residential uses. And when I look at the purpose of the C4 ordinance, it talks about mixed-use development. And I think that was the excitement when the C4 zone was passed, is that there's pieces of property out there where this would be appropriate, and you can have in essence, the Sussex County can see what it's going to get. It's going to get the following commercial uses and then this residential area. And then with the limitations that were just referenced by Ms. Cornwell when she introduced it and Ring, frankly, in the two projects that I've been involved who have been looking at this and exploring this, 20% is not enough. It certainly, to me, could be no less than 60% or 70%, if between 60 and 70% if in the projects that I have been looking at as far as involvement. I think the solution that Ring has come up with is an alternate approach, and I do like the concept of having something between 4 and 12 units per the acre, because right now that's the limitation that exists. But again, I always thought the C4 was intended to allow for that mixed-use plan, and I don't see, frankly, it seems to me that in its current format, the C4 zoning district would not be all that practical for, especially for large parcels of land. Ring used the example of 50 acres. I dare say there's few locations in Sussex County where you would want to have, at the 20%, you would want to have 30 acres of commercial. That's a lot of commercial, and I don't think that you're going to find that being able to be used that often, particularly with that. And I know that's why the amendments or the ordinance is being discussed right now. But again, I would say 60 to 70% if the Planning Commission feels compelled to stay with the percentage, 8 units the acre, I think accomplishes by the math that I just heard and maybe didn't follow all the way, but I think it accomplishes the same thing. And the third part that I was going to mention is the single family dwellings component. It looked like there was an effort to delete that. And again, I think in land use planning, having different options available, ranging from single families to duplexes to townhomes, is generally thought of as a healthy land use tool. I can answer any questions you may have, but hopefully I didn't raise any.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak on the ordinance? Okay, anyone on the commission want to weigh in? No? All right then. Well, we'll entertain a procedure motion on this one as well, since that's the format of the evening.
Make a motion to defer on this so that I can ring through Reed's thing. There you go.
I bet second.
We move and seconded to defer action on ordinance number 18-12, C4 planned commercial zoning district, to allow the commission time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.